We're in Simin Shin Men Vav. We're in the middle of Sif Gimel, and we continue. Now the case was, you want to take a key from a Carmelis and use it to open a door of a gina, of a garden, which is also a Carmelis. And the problem is that in front of it there's a platform that may have a din Rishus HaYachid. So you can't carry from a Carmelis to Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelis. So he says now, Mihu, Asur lahachnis mi iskupa l'Rishus HaYachid o ipcha. If you have an iskupa that may or may not be a Rishus HaYachid, in either case, you are not allowed to carry from there to a Rishus HaYachid. That means, till now we were discussing the garden door. Let's say the door you want to open is a house door and you want to take the key in. So there you have a problem. Why is it? The Chayshinon. Shema lo yia tikra arba v'ozim eina skupa gavoa shol shesh lo hadin shelofoneha. One has to be choshish that maybe the tikra is not four tfachim, and therefore, if the iskupa is not three tfachim high, it is a continuation of the previous rishus, and therefore you wouldn't be able to carry. So if it's coming off a rishus harabim, it would be a rishus harabim. If it's coming off a carmelis, it's a carmelis. You now want to take the key from there into a rishus hayachid. That's aser. Vafilu im gavoa shalosh, even if it is three tfachim high. Now, what is the din if it's three tefachim high? If it's three tefachim high, in the worst case, if it's not dalad al dalad, then it's a makom ptur. So what's the problem? But, since most of our streets are not a rishus hayochid, they are a karmelis, they're not a rishus harabim, they're a karmelis. Amrin and matzim minas mino v'neir. Didn't we learn that there's no such thing as a makom ptur in a karmelis? In a Carmelis, a Makom Ptur loses its identity, since a Carmelis too was once a Makom Ptur. It joins the Carmelis and becomes a Carmelis. So even though it's three Tfachim high, which would have made it a Makom Ptur, here it would be a Carmelis. Now, so if that's the case, so if you're taking the key from this iskupa in front of the door, If it turns out that it's not a Rishus HaYachid, then you're carrying from a Carmelis into your house, which is the Rishus HaYachid, and that would be Yasser. The only way it would be Mutter is if we would say that the Iskupa is also a Rishus HaYachid. Chazal were Choshish, that you'll think it's a Rishus HaYachid, but it's not. So the Mishnah Berurah comes out, Lemaisa, that the ideal is to actually build a Ruma around it. That means the door to your Rishus HaYachid should actually have a Vadai Rishus HaRabim, or a Vadai Rishus HaYachid around it, so you're allowed to carry from inside it to the door. So that if a non-Jew brings you the key and puts it in there, you'll be able to open the door. V'chein, imatikra rechava harbe. What happens if the covered area is very wide? V'ein lo mechitzis menat stadim. And it doesn't have mechitzis. Dina k'rishus shelofoneha. It has the same din as the rishus in front of it. It has no mechitzis. What is the covering going to do? Now, the only thing is that since it's covered, it would never be a rishus harabim. So if it's coming off a rishus harabim, it would still be a karmelis. But all right, you're still carrying from a karmelis into your house, which is from a karmelis to rishus hayochid. V'chein begagin shalonu, our roofs. Haboldim lefnei habotim, that they protrude past the door to your house. Dinam k'rishus shelifneim. They have the same halacha as the rishus in front of them. So what do you do? So the Mishnah Berurah says, first of all, in terms of pitikra, there are problems. If our roofs are slanted, there's no din of pitikra, that the edge of the roof counts as a mechitza. We'll learn all of the halachas of pitikra later. But the Mishnah Berurah says that what you could do is simply put up four kanim, which is four sticks, one on each side, and then the fact that I have a roof over it, even though the roof itself doesn't count as a roof because it's slanted, but the edges of the roof would serve as a tzuras ha-pesach. That means I end up having two poles and the bottom of the roof over them, so that is a tzuras ha-pesach, and that would be good enough. The area is totally enclosed. So dinam k'rishus shelifneim, these areas, unless you make a tzuras ha-pesach, will have a din like the rishus in front of them. The Gra is the one that points out that there's no Pitikra over here, because they're on a slant. Also, I mean, they also don't have mechitzas, and to say Pitikra, you definitely do need mechitzas.